Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Raw last night, very, very good episode of Raw, a couple of very, very good talking segments, including the New Day 10-year anniversary, which, man, it's one of those things where I thought I knew exactly where they were going, and they went exactly where I did not think they were going, and when I read about it, I was like, what? Because I just saw the headline, and I watched it, and I was like, my God, that was great, and I think I can see where it's going in the end, but we shall see. But we can talk about that show here today. It's a very, very good episode. We have got AEW Dynamite, which is taking place tonight. And tomorrow. NXT is tonight. We'll give you the NXT lineup and the Dynamite lineup. And then we got a full week of shows, including a Deadline show on Saturday for NXT. And then a bunch of Dynamite, you know, special episodes. They got Winter is Coming. They got the Christmas shows coming up. And a lot of other stuff to get into. We got health updates, Maria Kanellis, Kevin Nash, Juice Robinson, and a number of others as well. Saturday night's main event this time and next time. We got some updated notes. AEW Dynamite viewership, which I will not spend a lot of time on. We did plenty of that last night. But there's at least something to talk about. And plenty more. If you'd like to text us today, become part of the show, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. My email, fwonline@gmail.com. I'm fwonline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. That's Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with plenty more on Observer Live.
Holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice next dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
Ouch!
What?
Ouch. I opened up this Starbucks cold brew, and apparently it's my revenge for hyping up Tim Hortons yesterday because one of my mustache hairs got caught and pulled itself out there. Ow.
Shouldn't be drinking that crap on the air anyway.
What, coffee? What's wrong? I'm telling you, we're going to fight over coffee.
That's
fine. You get within 10 feet of me.
God. At this point, with your advanced age, you've probably shrunk so you're shorter than me now. I'm only getting taller. Got to talk about the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys watch that segment?
I did.
So I thought it was very obvious where it was going. Because it's funny, if you watch a lot of WWE lately, it's like you know exactly where they're going like 95% of the time. Which is why I was caught so completely off guard with what happened. I figured they're going to break up. 10-year anniversary. Woods turning on Kofi. Kofi's the babyface. Woods the heel. And my long term was, it is, how long can Kofi and Woods, you know, survive as singles? Maybe they could go a long time. I mean, they got Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso over, so it's possible. But I thought, you know, they'll feud between now and have the big blow-off at WrestleMania. And then that's like where Big E as Miss Elizabeth returns and we get our happy ending. That's what I thought was going to happen. But I watch on delay. And I saw the headline last night. New Day turns on Big E. Mm-hmm. I said, what? What? And so I watched the segment. And I thought it was, I thought everybody involved in this segment was fantastic. So first, Adam Pearce comes out. And he has the whole shebang set up in the ring. Calls him down to the ring. Woods talks about how being a part of WWE, being successful with the New Day more than he ever dreamed, wanted to come thank the fans. Kofi said we couldn't have done this without each other. Couldn't have done it without the fans. Fans chanted for Big E. Woods said, yeah, we miss him too. But we want to come out here, let the fans know that what is about to happen, what we're about to tell you, it's not your fault. We have nothing but love for all of you. We have talked. In light of what happened last week, We both feel when it comes to the new day going forward. And out comes Big E. And he gets a big pop. And it's funny because, like, I saw Big E and I was like, I don't know if I've seen this guy in years. Years. But then, you know, that on commentary, they announced that he's like on every pre-show, which I don't watch. So I guess if you're like a hardcore WWE fan, you see this bloke all the time, but like, it's new to me. So this guy comes out. He says, to see you guys argue and bicker and say some of the most hurtful things, it troubles my soul. When we started 10 years ago, we were all we had. Kofi, you were considering retirement and the passion beat out of you. Woods, you and I were close to getting fired. One of the worst days of my life. You two were at my bedside making sure I was good. I was in a neck brace. A few months after your daughter was born, your family came to my house. I held your daughter for the first time. Woods, I was the first guy to greet you after King of the Ring. You were crying tears of joy. What we build means a lot to a lot of people and a hell of a lot to me. So he says, until I am medically cleared, I will be out here every week. I will cheer for you. I will root for you. I'm going to be here every single week to serve as your manager. And the crowd popped. They cheered. But Woods and Kofi, their brow is furrowed. And Woods takes the mic after a long pause and says, now you want to come back? You watched us fight for months, get to the edge of the cliff, and now you want to come back? You left us! And Big E says, I broke my neck. Kofi says, you broke your neck? So what? Everyone gasps. He says, Stone Cold broke his neck. He came back. Kurt Angle broke his neck. He came back. Edge broke his neck. He came back. And they didn't even have anybody to come back to. We were all by ourselves waiting for you, and where were you? Kofi said, as big, as strong as you are, you never even had neck surgery. You couldn't come back here a long time ago? Big E says, I was having scans, meeting with doctors. Wood says, let me tell you something, brother. I tore my Achilles off the bone. I actually had to have surgery, and 9 months later I was back because you needed me. Well, we needed you, and where were you? You chose your new life over us, your projects, your new girlfriend, everyone gasps. Your new desk job. Do you realize the burden you've become, says Woods, all everywhere we go, people ask us about Big E. Broken neck or not, he says, you chose you over us. Woods says, let's stop teasing these people. You're never going to be medically cleared. Since that's the case, why don't you get the hell out of this ring? Get back to your desk job where you belong. We'll call you if we need you. And Biggie's all devastated. And he's like, it's not going to end like this. This is not happening. Are you guys kidding me? He goes to hug Kofi. Kofi just puts his hand up. Woods won't even look at him. Fans try to chant, Big E rocks. But he puts his head down and he leaves. And then Kofi and Woods look at each other. And they say, it's just you and me. It's just us, bro. And they shook hands. They didn't break up, but they have turned heel. I thought these guys were fantastic. Now, this was not at all what I expected. Okay? But it worked. Fans were like, I've got people here texting me. Read this one here. Brennan says, I have to say, I'm watching the New Day segment live. It got me so emotional, my hands on my head in shock and disbelief. It ruined me. Got me so invested in the New Day now. Feel like they believe Big E may be ready for a return soon. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the status of Big E is as far as a return. But, you know, my original thought was they would break up. I told you the whole story. Everyone's going, well, why were they going to break up? But now, like, they're back together again. Why is everything all right? Well, I think if I were booking this, which I'm not, they're back together. You know, anger and hate brought them back together again. But it's not like they're good. You know, they still have a lot of issues. So I think they're going to go on a tag team run. I think they'll probably win the tag team titles. But, you know, there's going to be an issue here and there. And eventually, they're going to implode and they're going to break up. And they're going to feud. And then, like I originally thought this was going to happen, Big E will come back and reunite them and we will have one last babyface run of the New Day. Maybe with Big E, maybe not. Depends on if he can get back in the ring. But that's where I think this is all going. So for the people asking, well, why are they good again? You know, they're on the same page based on Big E, but I don't think they're really good. We'll see. But I thought the segment was great.
They were given a reason to unite their displeasure and anger and angst towards each other by having Big E come out there and announce, hey, guess what, guys? I know I haven't been around. I've only been on the pre-shows. I got my woman going on. I've been trying to get cleared and everything, and I know I haven't been keeping up with you, but guess what? I'm back now to be your managers, to get you back on the same page, because all that stuff you've been saying has hurt my soul. And I thought Kofi Kingston was fantastic, actually, throughout this whole thing, too. And having him be the one to go, wait a second, everything's been about Xavier. Now Kofi actually gets to get out some anger and frustration on somebody else and doing it on an innocent party. They can both be on the same page. And now they can both make it about them, and them going on a heel run in the tag team division will be a fresh coat of paint for the New Day. And I'm happy for it, because I didn't want to see them get broken up either. I didn't want to see those two guys feud. It would just be another feud between two old partners. I would rather see them together. And you know what? If they go on a good enough run, know what I'd love to see after WrestleMania when they shake up rosters? A heel New Day against the Motor City Machine Guns. That's the type of match that would make me happy.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Dom, you knew Big E was screwed, didn't you?
I did. They indirectly teased it. He did so much media in the last week, and it was genuine, heartfelt media, especially his piece in the Players' Tribune, where I didn't know exactly what was going to happen, but I knew it wasn't going to be good for Big E. He was too happy, too heartfelt, too emotional about it in that piece. He was in trouble.
Why isn't Dom a regular on this show? He's smarter than both of us.
My God, that is a jaded man from the Vince McMahon era talking.
No, he's not.
Right,
he was right.
No,
not jaded.
God. Build up some happiness, some sunshine, some butterflies, some fluffy ducks. We got a Players' Tribune story and all that. The first thing Dom thought of was, this man is going down and going down hard on Monday Night Raw. My God.
I guess the big question, Dom, is when did you figure out that Raw was in Everett?
So I didn't watch the whole thing, but I had seen on Twitter what time in the show, because I get the West Coast feed like you do, what time the New Day feed was on, segment was on. So I put it on, I think, at like 8:45 before it. And in the upper right, it said Raw, Everett, Washington. And I said out loud to my sister, who you've met, I wonder if Brian went, because he didn't really talk about it.
Yeah, I think the better question is, Brian, what time did you find out it was in Everett, Washington?
About 9 o'clock. Yeah, some guy on Twitter, very friendly chat, he goes, I got a suite here. You and Craig and Vinny want to come? And, you know, Vinny and Craig, you know, they immediately respond, ah, man, too far away, won't make it in time. So, like, I immediately thought it was in Portland. I had absolutely no idea it was in Everett. And I had nothing to do between 5 and 7 p.m. when the show was airing. It could have been that guy's suite. Just, I, like, went to the gym, worked out, came home later, put the kids to bed, turned on the show. What? Angel of the Winds Casino? Yeah. Oh, well, I went Sunday. Do I really need 2 days in a row?
I love the balance between how difficult it was to get tickets for Survivor Series, all the hoops you had to jump through.
It wasn't difficult. I just bought them.
No, but
the hoop was not getting credentialed.
Yeah, after not
but that ain't going to happen.
And, yeah, but then here, you know, you got here, just hand you a ticket. Just show up, and you could be in a suite at a wrestling show, which is not bad.
Man,
at this point, it's like football. I'm sorry. I'm at the age where unless you're, like, right on the field, like you have those Diageo dream seats or whatever they call them in a building near you, if I can't be right there, I want to be as far up as possible in the nicest, warmest, luxury, climate-controlled box, preferably with a free open bar and free food.
Yeah, Chris Prime here goes, better than Spokane, huh? No, it was a show in the Tri-Cities. I was like, why in God's name would they run there? They sold no tickets and then they canceled it. Well, lo and behold, they run Everett. They sold the place out.
Well,
so maybe listen to me next time and don't go over that stupid mountain and book a show. Now, especially this time of year. Now, I got to say this too.
Oh, boy.
I just adjusted in my seat. You know, I remember I used to go to UFCs, and I would hear these reporters crying about how they didn't get this access or they didn't get that access or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I even hear it nowadays from, like, different people that are reporting on wrestling. Oh, they didn't give me this, or, oh, we don't get... Bro, you remember when me and Dave were arguing about the overrun?
Yes.
And I screamed, it's not my job.
Yes.
And people are so stupid they didn't even understand what I was saying. What's not my job is fixing the overrun situation, okay? That's AEW and WBD's job. It's not my job. But my job is to, like, report on the shows. And you know what? If the show cuts off, if the DVR cuts off at 10 because they haven't fixed it, I'm going to report on that. That's my job. Not fixing it. But anyway, your job is to report on the shows. You see me crying about not getting credentialed? I mean, I brought it up a few times, but you see me crying about it?
No!
I didn't get credentialed, so I bought a ticket. And I went up there and I did my job.
Yeah.
God. Oh, we didn't get this. Oh, we didn't get that. You should have done this in the 90s.
You babies.
God, you know what I got in the 90s? Zilch.
Nothing.
Absolutely, positively zilch.
Nada.
And I still did my job to the point I wrote a book about that whole era. 100,000 copies.
Yeah.
With no press access whatsoever.
None.
Sitting here telling me you don't get this or that from WWE. You ain't gonna get nothing from them.
Baby.
You're lucky if you get anything. Same with you UFC blokes. Those UFC reporters crying that they didn't get this or that. You got in! Bro!
They always had a nice dessert tray too, and if
they did have good catering.
Yeah, Oliver Kopp had to he taught me the ledge real early about that.
No, Chris Prime, I couldn't fix a DVR recording because I don't have a DVR, and you can't fix it on YouTube TV. Why are we talking about this?
I know.
Should I ban him?
Yes.
God.
Because I know what you're talking about because
Thank
I have
you.
YouTube TV.
At least somebody does. 8 million people. Stream with YouTube TV. 8 million people. It is the number one streaming system.
Because it's awesome.
In all of streaming. It's bigger than Sling. Get a TiVo. It's bigger than all of them.
TiVo.
And AEW does not record overruns on YouTube TV. So, you know, if it were me and, like, this is the number one streaming service with 8 million people, I'd make sure it frickin' worked.
Maybe Tony's got stock in, like, you know, Fubo or something like that.
Fubo.
Mm.
All right, Chris, I accept your apology. He didn't know about this YouTube TV thing. Yeah, you can't add time. You can't do anything. Like, it's going to record the show. And the show is 2 hours long.
It's
and
like
so
life.
If they run long without alerting YouTube TV, we just don't get the overrun. And it happens all the time still.
Dumb.
Yeah, you get it the next day. What good does that do me the next day? I already recorded with Dave. Like, I don't want to wait till the next day. Not to mention the next day, that's your same day viewing. It's out. Because it's not the same day anymore.
And oftentimes, they may not have it's happened more than once where the DVR version is the only one you have. The video on demand, for some reason, gets delayed and you're out of luck there.
All right. Let me get some news, and then I got to calm down here.
I was going to say breathe.
All right. So, what the hell's on NXT tonight? I thought I had it last night, but I didn't write it down.
Eric Bischoff. You knew that. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. Eric Bischoff's going to be there. Hey, listen. Hey, guys, listen to me. Okay? You're going to think I say this just because Eric Bischoff is like an idiot, but this is what I want you to do, okay? If you are listening to this recording, pause it, okay? Don't take my word for it. Pause it. Go find last week's NXT on YouTube TV or whatever. Watch the segment where Eric Bischoff announces that he's going to be on the show this week. And see if you can figure out what the hell he's going to do. Like, you can't. I watched that segment, and when it was over, I was like, okay, he's here next week. What in the hell is this guy going to be doing on the show? No clue. Well, now we have the answer because they advertised it. But the point is the setup for this segment, I mean, it pretty much sucked. Or is it here?
What do you expect from a brand run by Ava?
Well, that's true. She probably didn't even tell him what he was going to do at the time. All right, tonight's NXT, we got X-Pac appears. And then, if you haven't listened yet, this is your last chance. I'm going to tell you what Bischoff's going to do. Eric Bischoff mediates a face-to-face between Trick and Ridge.
Okay.
How did we get that after last week's segment? How?
Well, maybe he'll do something when he gets there. They'll have, like, a vignette at the beginning with him meeting with Shawn Michaels of, like, I got ideas, you know? Like, turning it on, being full Bischoff, and
hey, listen,
maybe get something then.
I think this guy's an idiot. I think everyone knows that. But I am a fair man. I would not complain if he took Ava's job.
Well,
we have a tag team titled Number One Contenders Battle Royal, And we have Nikita Lyons versus Carmen Petrovic.
Oh, my.
With Ashanti the Adonis.
In a steel cage high above
make
the ring.
The decision.
Oh. That's... Oh, my God, and Ashanti the Adonis on a pole match. It's coming. It's on its way. Maybe that's what Bischoff can announce tonight.
Can you imagine X-Pac and Bischoff are on the same show together?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I like that Sean has a sense of humor. All right, then we got Dynamite tomorrow. So it's sort of been clarified. The Dynamite Dozen Battle Royal is a
Can
battle
I ask
royal.
You a question? Hold on. Kevin Nash just announced he was getting bicep surgery, correct?
Well, he's got his bicep, he's got his shoulder, and he's got his back.
Okay, is this just because, you know, aging and his size and all that sort of stuff? Or was he planning on training to get back into TV shape?
No, he's just a 65-year-old guy who's worked out his entire life, and you can't help it.
Wasn't sure if he was going to show up with Sean and Eric, if there was a plan for that at some point.
Except... I at least figured out to lift light in my 40s. He's figured it out in the 60s. Well, me and Kevin will be on the same page about this one. Stop lifting heavy.
How do you feel about red wine?
I don't drink it.
Oh, sorry. He's a big proponent of that. So
I know.
Good for you.
Know.
You don't like that?
It's called cherry picking studies.
Oh, come on.
Nah.
Is burgundy every night?
Nah, I don't know if it's good to be drinking that alcohol every night. Plus, once you find out it's healthy, then you're drinking like a bottle. That's not healthy. Anyway.
Actually, a new guy, because, you know, he used to be in the booze business and everything, where they came out with those studies, and this guy would drink, like, the big 4-liter bottle of, like, Gallo that was, like, grape juice, and he literally would double up on it because he did hear it was good for you.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I dipped in this town for a few days.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I'm at the movies.
asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Let me get this straight.
Yes.
Kevin Nash is mad at me because I worked indies.
Now, this is news to me. What is this?
Wasn't the whole thing always like, you cannot comment on this business if you've never been in the ring? If you've never been in the ring, you're not allowed to have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually been in the ring, and now that's also a problem?
Well?
You know why Nash is mad at me?
Why?
Because that WCW show, that rock show? WCW?
Young Rock?
No, he did that. The one he just produced, the WCW show.
Oh, Who Killed It?
Who Killed WCW or whatever.
Yeah.
He's mad because I watched it, and he said something stupid, and I said he came off like a guy who didn't understand the business at all. That's why he's mad at me, okay? But brother, Kevin, I like you. I have no problem with you. But you tried to justify the finger poke of doom. Why did you do that? Why? Bro, listen. We want to talk about an indie career? I once did a hair match with Vinny. It was one of the worst decisions of my life. It was horrible. It was just everything about it. I don't know if Nash ever had a worse match, okay? I was so depressed, I quit everything for like a whole summer. I didn't wrestle. I didn't go to the gym anymore. I fell into a depression. Okay?
You sure you didn't have money?
I came up with a stupid idea. It was really stupid. I did something really dumb. Okay? You guys watched my last match with the Bang Bros? Kevin Nash ever worked with the Bang Bros? No? Well, I have. You see that whole feud and the build and the match? I thought it was a good idea. It wasn't. It sucked. It was an embarrassment to me. And when the whole thing was over, I grabbed the mic, and as a shoot, I screamed, I quit, and I've never wrestled again. It was a bad idea, it was stupid, it sucked, and if we weren't on Sports Byline, I'd use profuse profanity to talk about how bad it was. Why can't we just admit when something was a bad idea?
I don't know. After that story, I'm starting to come around to, you know, him being anti you as an independent wrestler, because apparently, my God...
Bro, the finger poke of doom was a stupid idea. It was a disaster.
Yes.
Okay? Why are we defending that? That's why he said he doesn't understand this business. If he would have just gone on TV and said, you know what? I thought it was a good idea at the time. It clearly wasn't. You live and learn. I never would have said it. But he defended the finger poke of doom. It is indefensible. Anyway.
I gotta be honest.
I hope he gets well soon. I hope he gets all of his surgeries. I hope he's back 100%. I don't like to see people hurt. I hope he can lift heavy again, even though he shouldn't. I don't. Clearly.
I wonder in today's day and age if you can get an NIL deal from WWE or WWE ID deal.
Me?
For being the baddest bouncer at the Gold Club. Because, I mean, that's how he got into the business. So, I got to be honest. That's a lot better than getting beaten up by, like, you know, Tim Flowers and Buddy Wayne and all those guys. So maybe Kevin Nash did have it right, Brian. Maybe he had it right. He's wrong about the finger poke, but he's right about, you know, independent wrestling and you specifically.
Gee, thanks. Anyway, Maria Kanellis.
Moving on.
She had a mass on her adrenal gland, a rare tumor, a pheochromocytoma.
Ooh,
not cancerous. So that's good news. And incredibly grateful heading into the holiday season. Cancer-free, she says. Apparently this tumor, 3 to 8 people get it out of a million.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank God they caught this thing earlier. Whatever. Jesus.
As noted, Kevin Nash has a torn biceps and his shoulders all messed up, and he has a bad back. So hopefully he gets all that worked out quickly. And
The bad back, I don't know, at his size and at his age, that really sucks. I hate to hear people with back problems at any age, but especially as you get older and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, hey, listen, if he's got a bad back, I'll give friendly advice because I'm a nice guy. Kettlebells.
Mm.
Not kidding. It's not heavy. And do a bunch of kettlebell swings. Find someone to teach you good form. Start light. Work your way up. Nothing better for your back. And that's coming from somebody who had a bad back for at least a decade.
I tell you what.
And now I have no back problems whatsoever.
Filthy Tom Lawler is going to see Eric Bischoff at that MLW show that's coming up. Maybe Filthy can pass on the information because he is a master and king of the kettlebells. So he could actually provide some help.
A master of the kettlebells. Saturday night's main event. So we got the first one coming up in 2 weeks. And that Saturday night's main event has Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens for the WWE title, Gunther and Finn Balor for the World Heavyweight title, Liv Morgan and Io Sky for the Women's World title, and the finals of the Women's U.S. title tournament. So that might be all of them. It's a two-hour show, 8 to 10, December 14th, on NBC. And probably do a pretty damn good number, I would think. And then we've got the second one, which we've been talking about for a while. It will be airing before the Royal Rumble, January 25, 2025, on NBC, a week before the Rumble, so they'll probably shoot a huge angle there. And, yeah, that's the date that, like Dave says here, the date has been there for a while. WWE confirmed it. The deal is when they get the date from NBC, that is the date they run. They do not run NBC. NBC is the one who makes the choice. They are the higher power in this one. He almost is writing like this is a bad thing. I can't think of anything better than an NBC Saturday night's main event a week before the Royal Rumble.
When is the Netflix debut? Is that the 28th?
That's the first.
Okay, it is going to be the first. I wasn't sure if that took place during the month, too. But no, absolutely. Anything that you can get at that level, even if it doesn't work, even if nobody watches, take the opportunity, you know, leading into... Again, forcing people, hey, we're on Netflix now. Make sure you do that. And, oh, yeah, we got our Synergy and our SmackDown show, which could be 3 hours by then. Make sure you tune into that and Royal Rumble and all the build into to WrestleMania. Fantastic.
So then we got the Dynamite numbers from the night before Thanksgiving, 536,000 and a 0.15. And
it's not good.
It's not good. To be fair, last week's number was like they were jumping for joy at the night before Halloween number last year because everybody thought it was going to die and it actually did really good. So,
but here's the thing.
It's an aberration last year. But no, this is not a great number.
It's not. The problem is when you look back at every year and they were in 800,000s and in the 750s. The bottom line is you couldn't even get 600. And I know all the holiday stuff, all of that is valid as to why the number took a hit. But you're just not hot. I mean, you can throw a lot of excuses around. You're not hot, and there's not a lot of interest in what's going on coming off a pay-per-view. Unfortunately, that's as simple as it is. People can say, well, there was this, there was that, there was the other. No, it's pretty much as simple as that because, again, when you're looking... 2-3 years ago when it was 850,000 and now you're at that. I mean, it's just that simple. You can make all the excuses you want, but they just don't hold up. People aren't interested. Doesn't mean that they can't ever come back again, but they're just not interested in what you're serving them up right now.
Alrighty. CM Punk, Sammy, Jey Uso opened up Raw. And that led to a segment with Sammy, Seth Rollins, and CM Punk. And I thought all three of these guys were fantastic in this segment. It looks like Seth is on his way to turning heel. And keep in mind, he basically had turned heel, but they gave him that song, and everybody started singing the song. So they ended up doing a babyface turn as a result of that. But I think that Seth is probably going to be going heel again. Punk, I don't know. He could be turning heel as well. Sammy is not. And I'm talking long-term with CM Punk, because I think if they do Punk and Roman Reigns at Mania, the idea is going to be that Punk is the heel and Roman is the babyface. And, you know, if you've been, forget WWE. Let's go back to when Punk debuted in AEW, made his big return. If you remember the interviews that that guy did early on when he returned to AEW, I mean, without saying it, he made it very clear he could not wait to turn heel. And it actually never happened. And then what happened happened. Now he's here. Obviously, when he first shows up, he's going to be over. But I wouldn't be surprised to see a Punk heel turn at some point. And maybe Seth as well. But they main evented the show with Sammy and Seth. And there was a segment later on in the show where Jey Uso got attacked by a mystery person. Sammy thought it must be Seth. They go to have the match. Sammy is like, he's so mad he grabs a chair, he's going to kill Seth. Seth is pleading, it wasn't me, it wasn't me, I had nothing to do with it. Why don't you ask Punk? And Sammy thinks about it for a while, and then he throws the chair out of the ring, and Seth immediately rolls him up and pins him. And then Seth says, it wasn't me, use your head, think. And so he leaves, and then Drew McIntyre shows up and attacks Sammy. So we got Drew and Jay and Drew and Sammy, both upcoming. And then Punk and Seth probably in the short term, and Punk and Roman is clearly the long term.
Absolute embarrassment of riches.
They got a lot of stuff coming up.
That's, you didn't even mention, and you will, Gunther and Finn Balor. When you throw all the other names they have into it in the mix right now on both brands, they got a lot that they can play with.
And if you talk about, well, you know, you're going to turn Punk and Seth. Well, who's going to turn babyface? Gunther.
Yeah.
Gunther is turning sooner rather than later. The early clues were, you know, they've been slowly planting seeds for a while. But, you know, the big one was at the pay-per-view where Finn interfered, and Gunther was furious that he interfered, and so he beat him up, and that led to the finish. And so Finn confronts Gunther. He says, you faced Damian twice, you beat him twice, and you beat him twice because of me. And Gunther's upset, and he says, I didn't want your help. I had a really rough time leading up to the Survivor Series, and what I needed was to win that match on my own for myself, and you took that away from me. And so he turns to Dom and he says, you know what? Finn, you've never beaten Priest. Dom has. I think Dom deserves a shot. And it wasn't a title match, but they did Gunther versus Dom. Gunther beat him. Finn attacked Gunther afterwards, laid him out 3 coups de grace, and they announced that Gunther and Finn is taking place at Saturday night's main event for the title. And Adam Pearce added, as Finn is asking for a title match, he goes, Adam says, listen, you're not even defending the title you have. Now you want another title shot? He says, luckily for you, Gunther wants that match, so I'm going to make it. But next week, we're going to talk about your other title. So Finn's going to have to be defending two belts, or at least fighting in two championship matches.
Another thing they have cooking is that at some point Finn Balor and Dominic are going to go at it, because look at the faces that Dominic has given Finn every time out. And yes, you got the Liv Morgan aspect of that too, and you have to square that up as far as what you do with her. But the fact is, at some point, Dominic's going to end up being a babyface in a feud with Finn Balor, and that's going to end up being really, really fun.
Stepping away from Raw, they didn't advertise West Coast. It's Coast to Coast on Wednesday. Is that Dynamite? Dynamite's live on both coasts Wednesday?
Well, it was last week. Is that one of the
excuses? Oh, it wasn't? Okay. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Thank you. Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, guys, want a cameo? I do them. At Brian Alvarez on Cameo. Done almost 500 of them, moving up high on the leaderboard. All five-star ratings. So if you want a personalized video, Cameo.com, F4W Online. So check it out. I have fun doing them. I give you your money's worth. Although they've added a new thing on Cameo, they actually have a timer now. So the days of doing 12-minute cameos for people, I can't do anymore. They don't let you go alone.
Oh, man.
It's still going to be, it's still gonna be a very, very good length of time. But I think I once did one that was like 16 minutes, and they won't let you do that anymore. They put that little timer thing up there at the top. So anyway, yeah, I'm an outranked Joe Piscopo. That's true. So check it out. Tonight's a Brian and Vinny show also. Mid-South Wrestling is taking place tonight on the show. And we may or may not have Granny. I'm not sure yet. She was originally going to move today or tomorrow. But now it looks like she may not move for 2 weeks. And so if that's the case, I may be able to talk her into doing it here tonight. But 0126 E2. I can't even read what Sean's saying right here. I'm trying to figure out what Mid-South we're watching here tonight. Go to the front page. I'll tweet it here in a second, all right? It's Brian Alvarez on X. Because some of these are available also on, some people find them on YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah. It's January 26, 1984. That's all you got to figure out. And then we'll review NXT here on the show tomorrow and all that kind of good stuff. So anyway, we got to wrap it up. The chat's bored. Killing everybody. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners of the studio. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.